This is a very special class that we share together this time, Shabbos class, because, in fact, this is our seventh time together. So we have Koach HaShvi, and Bezrat Hashem will go through many cycles of seven together. So this is the first time, this is the third time, actually, we've discussed Hachanas, preparations for Shabbos, and we're going to mention two points that the Tzaddik of Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg brings down in his Sefer. One of the difficulties in preparing for Shabbos, as always, and we'd always appreciate this, is the battle the Yetzer Hara engages in. So a person comes, says, you know what, I appreciate that it's important to prepare for Shabbos, and like we proved last week, from the menorah, Hatavas Neiris and Hadlakas Neiris, specifically in engaging in preparation is so important, but he fights this. You know, the Yetzer Hara says, sometimes mitzvahs, you know, I got to grant you guys, but preparing for the mitzvahs, that he makes a special bad, no way. And he works hard to make us think, what difference does it make to prepare for Shabbos? Who cares if I plan or not? Why should I daven for Siyata Dishmaya? Why should I be an Erev Shabbos Yid? And there's in fact a beautiful remez in the Pasuk to this by, of course, Amalek. What does it say about Amalek? Asher Karcha Baderech. Amalek, what did Amalek do? He was Karcha Baderech. The Pasuk famously says, which literally means that he happened upon us Baderech. But there's a remez to say, Asher Karcha Baderech, he made us cold. What is it, bro? He has to grant us sometime a little Avodas Hashem. Jews do mitzvahs. He can't stop that. But he makes it krirus. He makes it cold. Without any varmkeit. No warmth in our mitzvahs. No islavas. No excitement. No pining. And where does he fight? Where does he make that karcha? Where? Baderech. On the way to the mitzvah specifically. Okay? So now he makes us cold, not inspired. Beino. Where? Baderech on the way. That's what he wants. No, you can do your mitzvah. And maybe be a little excited by your mitzvah, but on the way to the mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah, you keep that cold, scientific, technical. So as we say, forewarned is forearmed. Now we know a little bit, another one of his tricks, and together, Bezrat Hashem, we can overcome, and we can say to the Yitzhar, no, we're going to be Chan Baderech. The second point is to combat a mistake which one makes after he's serious, and after he realizes the tricks of the Yetzirah, and after he decides not to fall for all of his machinations, etc. So a person makes a plan for himself, a realistic plan. Let's say, depending on a person's life circumstances, I'm going to learn every Erev Shabbos 5 hours in a row, which is the best way to go into Shabbos, and say Gishmak Ashir Ashirim, special Tillim, Tefillas Ashlah, other Tefillas, and then I'm going to do a special job at home, just like Damarayim, Al Shibuta. And your wife, you talk to your wife about it for the married people, and it's an amazing plan. Everybody's excited, and you got your Gemara in hand, you know, and you're out walking out the door, and then your son falls off the chair, lo aleinu, and you run to the emergency room. Nothing's too serious, don't get too nervous. Right, but Lamaisa, you spend the whole day in the emergency room, and you come home 20 minutes before Shabbos. That's no way to go into Shabbos, you say to yourself. That's not what I planned. And that's just an example for all the different tirchot that come up to a person specifically on Erev Shabbos and often ruin the spiritual plans for spiritual ascent we had for ourselves. So there a person has to remember, and Shabbos specifically, the day of Emunah, which we'll talk about in coming weeks, that's where you have to have Hashgacha. But not just Stam Hashgacha, Hashem brought this to me, the Hashgacha that every one of the details of my life, Kol Rega V'Chol Eitz, and every day, and especially Erev Shabbos, which is a specially special day, is from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and this is the best way for me to prepare for Shabbos right now. I'm mekabel ba'ava. I receive with love the avoda gedola of taking my son to the hospital and doing it the right way and taking care of things. And this is the way he wants me to prepare for Shabbos. And when I do that ba'ava, when I do that with love, and I prepare myself such, there's no better Shabbos, no better way to go into Shabbos than with that. So in summation, of course, a person makes a plan and searches for, you know, tries to think how to prepare in the best way possible, and that's what it means to be serious, but we keep our eyes open to Hashgacha Pratis, and we recognize that no matter what comes our way, if we can spend our Fridays the right way and do them with eye towards Ratzon Hashem, towards being subservient to God's will, that, of course, is the greatest Tachana for Shabbos that could be. Thank you.